Hello, here is your KVNF regional newscast for Wednesday, October 23rd. From Capitol coverage, several light rail routes were canceled on Tuesday in Denver because there weren't enough operators to run them. KVNF's Scott Franz has more.
The cancellations hit during the morning commute on five different lines, and tonight RTD's board of directors will discuss a plan to temporarily cut more rail and bus service because of the ongoing labor shortage. RTD is not the only organization struggling to find drivers in a tight labor market. Ann Rajeski leads the Colorado Association of Transit Agencies.
Throughout Colorado, we're about 400 bus drivers short at any one time, which is a lot of bus drivers. And agencies are starting to do the same thing around the state, where if they don't have enough drivers, they have to cut service, and that's not the position any agency would like to be in.
RTD has not said which routes will be cut next. A vote on the service reduction could happen early next month. I'm Scott Franz.
From the Colorado News Connection, health professionals around the state are calling out Senator Cory Gardner for his party line vote last week blocking efforts to keep the Clean Power Plan on the books. Eric Galatis has more.
The plan would have put limits on climate pollution from power plants for the first time. Dr. Corey Carroll of Fort Collins calls the Trump administration's efforts to undo environmental protections in order to achieve energy dominance irresponsible. Carroll says people can choose to put healthy foods into their bodies or not, but access to clean air isn't guaranteed.
We are creating an environment where people don't have a choice. That's not what we should be doing as leaders of this country. And as physicians, we should be standing up strongly in opposition to things that are creating a disease state for our patients.
Last week's vote preserves the Trump administration's Affordable Clean Energy, or ACE, rule, which Republican backers say will protect air and economic growth at the same time. Carroll warns that it will exacerbate air pollution, especially for Front Range residents also dealing with emissions from some 20,000 active oil and gas wells. He notes pollution from coal plants can damage kidneys, eyes, nervous and respiratory systems, and has been linked to heart and lung diseases. Antonia Herzog with Physicians for Social Responsibility says from extreme heat to droughts, wildfires, and flooding, communities across Colorado are feeling the impacts of climate change driven by increased carbon pollution. She says the Clean Power Plan was making a significant difference.
We have to deploy more clean energy resources. We have to reduce energy we use through energy efficiency. The Clean Power Plan had put us on the right path, and overturning it is sending us completely in the wrong direction.
The ACE would extend the lives of coal-fired power plants, a move critics say could slow Colorado's transition to cleaner energy. A Yale study found more than 60% of Coloradans are worried about the climate crisis, and 85% believe it's important to promote the state's clean energy sources. This is Eric Galatis reporting for the Colorado News Connection.
And finally today, from the Rocky Mountain Community Radio Exchange, Arches National Park is officially scrapping their first attempt to find solutions for traffic congestion in the park. They're now starting a new process, one that takes a harder look at mandatory shuttle service, additional entrance roads, and traffic patterns within the park. KZMU's Molly Marcello has more.
At a meeting in Moab, park staff said the growing traffic problems at Arches are now part of the typical visitor experience. It's not just long wait times at the entrance booth. Once visitors get in, they may have trouble finding a place to park. And that, well, creates difficulties.
People aren't as reasonable about where they want to park or where they decide to. So our staff helps to educate so that they're mitigating any resource damage, keeping people from parking in the washes or on crypto or on vegetation. But we're also making sure people are being safe about it, because when people are on vacation, they're not always paying attention. They're not always in the best frame of mind. They're stressed out. They're with their families. And we want to make sure they're making the best decisions when they park.
Mel Hulls, law enforcement supervisor at Arches National Park. While her team is currently applying these mitigation techniques, stationing additional seasonal staff at popular sites like Delicate Arch to help the flow of traffic and people, she says they need a better long-term solution. By the Park Service's own calculations, over the past 11 years, Arches National Park visitation has increased by over 90%.
I don't see our visitation slowing down or decreasing anytime soon. Everybody wants to come here. It's a beautiful place. I don't blame them at all, but we've got to find a better and safer way to manage the amount of people that keep coming here because it keeps increasing.
Arches staff has long considered what to do about congestion, as they now expect an estimated 3 million visitors every year. During their last planning process, a reservation system floated to the top of the proposed alternatives. But that option sparked big reactions from the Moab community. And although it had its supporters, there were many business owners who feared a reservation system would negatively hit the local economy. Grand County Councilmember Curtis Wells, along with partners at Moab City, have advocated for a local solution to traffic congestion at the parks.
There's a need for a vision on, you know, what does the Arches National Park experience look like down the road? Because if it's a continued evolution of where we're at now during, you know, those certain months when most of the tourism occurs, the experience is being harmed, and that is a detriment to the economy as well. And I think that's something that I've tried to communicate is status quo during the peak season is not ideal.
Park staff say that the reservation system option is not off the table, but they're also broadening their approach this time. They say they plan to better understand the financial feasibility of additional entrance roads, a mandatory shuttle service during peak season, as well as traffic patterns within the park, and what those might mean for visitor experiences at key sites. Vanessa Lacayo, spokesperson for the Park Service.
Yeah, so through the comments that we received, really highlighted some opportunities to say, well, have you really looked at this? Or have you really looked at this analysis? Or have you really looked at a secondary road or mandatory transportation center? So we identify some gaps where you're right. There are opportunities for us to pull additional information. Let's do that. And so that's what we're here today to talk about, saying this is the studies that we're going to use moving forward to guide our process.
The Park Service has to protect the nation's resources while also preserving visitor experiences. As Wells says, that's an increasingly difficult charge in an evolved tourist economy.
With all of these issues of tourism that a lot of communities are dealing with, is where do you find the balance between access and allowing people to visit, you know, public land? Balancing that with what's in the best interest of the land and what's the mission of these agencies. And so, it's complex.
At the end of this new process, Arches National Park staff say they hope to find a solution to traffic congestion that will improve access to the park and protect resources while maintaining sustainable tourism. Reporting from Moab, Utah, I'm Molly Marcello.
And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Wednesday, October 23rd. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks so much for listening.